This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A brand new poll finds more and more Americans are leaving their homes in recent days, and fewer are practicing social distancing when they do. This latest Gallup poll just issued shows 58% of people surveyed say they are completely or mostly isolating themselves, but that's down from 75% who said they were self-isolating in early April, and down from 68% in late April. Top government health official Dr. Rick Bright testifying yesterday that Americans aren't doing enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus, but the White House press chief Kayleigh McEnany says that leaves the White House confused.
It sounds like he hasn't been paying attention when he suggests that Americans should social distance and wash their hands. These are all things we've said millions of times probably at this point when you count everyone at the White House who has been saying it.
USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Republican North Carolina Senator Richard Burr is stepping down as U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman after the FBI seized his cell phone as part of a potential insider trading probe.
This is a distraction to the hard work of the committee and the members, and I think the security of the country is too important to have a distraction.
The FBI is looking into whether the Republican was involved in insider trading based on information he obtained as a member of Congress about the approaching pandemic. He did sell off a lot of stock in February, just before the pandemic shut down the U.S. economy and sent Wall Street into a plunge. A new $3 trillion stimulus bill expected to win approval in the U.S. House today. The Democratic bill would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers, but it's unlikely to be picked up by the Senate, and the president says he would veto it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Former Georgia governor's candidate Stacey Abrams clearly wants to be the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee's running mate. The two got into a test of their chemistry last evening when she and Joe Biden both appeared together on MSNBC's virtual town hall. She advocated for expanding voting by mail and also called for criminal justice reform. Biden agreed with the need for reform and he called Abrams a very capable person. The U.S. Postal Service has a way to track coronavirus stimulus checks that are coming in the mail. The post office has a new mail tracking app called Informed Delivery. It tracks all letter-sized mail and lets people know when their IRS payment will arrive, showing a digital image of what's coming. Another major U.S. retailer is ready to file for bankruptcy. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
JCPenney's is giving millions of dollars in pay bonuses to top executives as the department store chain reportedly teeters on the edge of bankruptcy. The 118-year-old company is one of many retailers that was forced to temporarily close its stores as the coronavirus spread across the United States. JCPenney, which has 90,000 employees, would join Neiman Marcus and J. Crew among retailers that went bankrupt since the virus struck. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Staying well and safe, I pray. Okay, we're still watching, the social distancing, though we're coming out. And we knew that this was going to be a process. And, I am grateful. I mean, though the polling would say a good majority of Americans have finally said, okay, enough's enough. It's time to come out. We have used some reason in terms of the things that we've been told by the CDC and Dr. Fauci et al., and we're using some wisdom, and enough of this stuff. It is time to get America moving out of the shelters and into the public domain once again. Liz Peek joins us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, what are you seeing there in New York, or are you up in the Hamptons?
No, I'm not in the Hamptons. Neither am I in New York City. I'm up in Westchester. Good morning to you, Bill.
Yes, good.
And I'll tell you what we're seeing. New York, of course, has been as hard hit as any place on earth in terms of number of infections and really, more importantly, number of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And so Governor Cuomo, who has been sort of a little rocket star media celebrity, I honestly can't understand why, because he has presided over a completely terrible outcome in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, I think even he is feeling pressure to loosen the restrictions on people in New York State. Four counties now have been allowed to begin to reopen some non-essential retail businesses and that sort of thing. But you know what? It's happening anyway. And I wrote about this a week or so ago, and I think it hit a nerve because I think a million people read this story. But it was sort of like, just walking around here, there are more cars. They're going faster. There are more people, getting into Target to buy, guess what, non-essential things, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You can't keep a people and an economy under wraps, Bill, when it really begins to take a bite and the side effects become worse than what you're trying to avoid. And that's kind of where we are now. It's a real tipping point, and I think if I can feel it here in New York, you know it's happening across the country.
Well, we've got an Open the States movement that's taking place.
Yeah.
I mean, today at 12 noon in Pennsylvania, the draconian measures that the governor has been taking there. I'm Michigan. People are at the Capitol steps. I mean, this is happening. You know, this is an organic movement that's taking place, to your exact point. People are saying, look, enough of this stuff. Not to mention the fact that, for what, 8 weeks now, the scientists and all these modelers have had a great opportunity to prove their case. My question is, have they proven their case?
Well, I think that's the problem. The numbers have been so erratic and so wrong oftentimes that people have a little bit lost confidence that Andrew Fauci, for example, Dr. Fauci really knows, Anthony Fauci, sorry.
Anthony Fauci, yes, right.
Knows exactly what the numbers are going to be, how many people are going to die. I mean, remember, he was the one that was talking millions of deaths, conceivably, in the United States early on. Mm-hmm. And look, he's not an idiot. He's just trying to work with the data that he has. But the data is new and it's raw and it's not always right. I think what we're seeing is that the number of infections are going up in some states even as they open up, not because they're opening up, but in part because they're doing more testing.
Mm-hmm.
There are numbers of indicators that much more of the population has been exposed to this virus than we know. Many, many people are asymptomatic or they get very mild symptoms, so they don't even know that they have the coronavirus. And what's happening in the United States is really what's happened elsewhere, which is there's a surge of infections, and then the thing begins to level out for reasons that scientists don't really understand. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it's gone, and it may never go. It may be like the seasonal flu that we have to keep an eye on this forever, but we can't keep an eye on it while hunkered down in our basements like Joe Biden. I mean, that's just not acceptable because, and this is, again, scientifically shown now in terms of the actual numbers, there are more people dying of suicides and drug overdoses. And also, Bill, the really horrifying reality is people aren't going in for their cancer screenings. They're not going
exactly.
in for chemotherapy treatments. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So we can't have this. And so anyway, look, the smart thing is we know there's a segment of the population that has to be protected that should not go back to work or should go back to work very cautiously, and that's older people and people with diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, whatever. For the rest of the population, you know, the fatality rate is probably not far off of what the common flu is, and those people can go back to work.
Well, you know, going back to these early models, you know, when I did some background research and discovered that the people that gave us the models for global warming and the destruction of the world, I mean, by now, I think half the world was supposed to be underwater and half of humanity was supposed to have died already. And that didn't happen. And so now we're relying on the same people that gave us those models to shut down our government. I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me. At some point, somebody's got to ask, look, if you're going to come in and offer some advice and counsel, can I have your batting average first? No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And again, with Fauci, I mean, I think that's a reasonable question, is why should we take your predictions today any more seriously than we took them a couple of months ago? Well, realistically, he does have more data now. We've seen it. How this disease operates in other countries. Unfortunately, the one country that really could be helpful because it was earliest there is China, but everyone is pretty sure they're lying about the numbers. So
yeah, they have no credibility. I mean, we actually can rely more on Sweden than we can on China.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
You know, exactly for the opposite of what they've done. I mean, one of the few countries that didn't shut down. And see, the other thing that I think is being left out of the equation here is the herd immunity, the natural, miraculous response that we are designed to, you know, to defend ourselves in terms of this. And I think that sometimes, just like everything, it's like the free market system. When you mess around with the free market system, you get all these unintended consequences. And I think when you mess around with the natural course of human events or human response, we get all these unintended consequences. And now it's to the point, speaking of New York, the latest is now we've got these little kids that up until this point, there was no infection of little kids. Now we have something that it may or may not be COVID related that's impacted, what, over 100 kids now in New York.
Yeah, and it's horrifying because the one thing, honestly, that kept me feeling very calm about this whole disease, and by the way, I'm old enough to be worried about the impact on myself, was...
Well, you and me both. We're in tandem here, so
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I knock on wood, blessedly healthy, but the truth is, you know, I'm in that age category where it's supposed to be pretty scary, but the thing that really calmed me down was that kids were okay, and I don't like this thing that's happening in New York, whether it's you know, particular to New York or particular to COVID, I have no idea, and it's worrisome.
Well, and the thing, you know, Dr. Birx, going back to some of this information that came down, was it the end of last week? She got on the CDC and basically chastised and said, you guys have been off by 25%. You know, what's up with this? And you and I know, Liz, in the boardrooms of America, I mean, if you're off 2%, you could lose your job. You know? You know, you've got to perform on the number that you're projecting. If not, boy, you better have somebody in the family that's, you know, that is the board chairman if you're going to survive. We've got more from Liz Pick on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh
Action Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, in our conversation with Fox News contributor Liz Peek continues. Liz, real quick sidebar here. Interesting on this Flynn case. You know, an important document is missing along the way here. I mean, Devin Nunez called it out a long time ago, going, what happened to the original 302s? And that the 302 document, which is the post investigative or the post interview with General Flynn, where you know, I think there's a lot to bear out there. Why suspiciously if that's the only document that's missing?
Everything about this stinks, and we all know it. And by the way, Judge Sullivan knows it. This has become such an absurd wrangle when the facts are incredibly clear. Yes, Flynn died because they threatened him with prosecuting his son. What father would not have gone down that road?
Exactly.
But, you know, this man, this offends me more than almost anything that has happened. This is a man who served his country, as we all know, honorably for 35 years, and he has been treated so badly. His life has been ruined. His financial situation is perilous. I really feel badly for Flynn. And what's so upsetting is from the beginning, he did nothing wrong. He talked to the Russian ambassador in his role as incoming national security chief, and that is what you do. So the whole thing is just so smelly, and I agree. Where are those documents? I have no idea. I'd love to see them.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you know, again, I guess the best defense is an offense here. And the Democrat operatives and the progressives are, boy, they're really piling on real quick. Because and it just tells you all the more, what the heck are they hiding?
I mean,
because all this unmasking stuff, I mean, you start pulling a thread and you go, wait a minute. You know, Samantha Powers, you know, all of a sudden she's unmasked and put in over 100 requests for unmasking. I mean, she's a representative to the United Nations, ambassador to the United Nations. What is she doing unmasking? And then she comes back with some weak answer like, well, they did it in my name. I didn't, you know, it wasn't
right.
Me. Somebody
right.
Was like, come on, give me a break, you know.
Someone's stolen her identity. And do we believe that? Raise your hand. I don't think so. Look, I think that the Democrats are very scared that this will tarnish Obama's brand. What does that mean? It also means it tarnishes the whole reason for Joe Biden's candidacy, because he's running on an extension, in effect, of the Obama-Biden White House. Mm-hmm. Well, the more we see of the Obama-Biden White House, a lot of Americans are going to say, I don't want anything to do with that. And by the way, we have seen some hints of that already. This latest CNN poll that came out that shows Trump ahead of Biden by 7 points in swing states, the most notable takeaway there is a shift in independence towards Trump. And, you know, I don't think it's because they think that Trump is doing such a bang-up job on handling the virus or that he's done this well or that well. It's because they're so sick of this incessant partisan attack on him. I think most level-headed people are just saying, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. This has gone on too long. This guy has never been given a fair chance at running this country or fulfilling his duly elected presidency with any kind of normal circumstances. Democrats always, always overdo it. And they've done it, you know, the impeachment, the unfair partisan, you know, one-track impeachment. That was overdoing it. Nancy Pelosi's $3 trillion bill is overdoing it. They can't help themselves. And at the end of the day, people just, I mean, common sense is what drives this country. And they're looking at all of this and saying, enough.
Yeah, exactly. Millions of dollars have been spent, the time wasted. Liz, you and I have talked about this for years. I mean, since the president was elected, that they kept getting in his way. And here they are. They're stalling out everything. But in spite of that, look what he's been able to accomplish.
I know.
Mean, it has just been incredible. And you think, gosh, if there was just a little bit of cooperation, you know, from the Democrats, you know, our GDP back then, I think we'd have been looking at 5-6%. They helped us in no way. Yeah,
it's so
really
discouraging.
Is.
And And look, if he gets reelected, I truly believe the best is yet to come. If we continue to have a Republican Senate that can get some things done, it would just be fantastic. Four more years of rolling back all the idiotic red tape, regulations, anti-business stranglehold that Democrats have ladled across this country because of their complete subservience to labor unions. It would be a marvelous thing to see, and I hope he gets a chance to do it. I think it's possible. Although I got to tell you, Bill, every now and then I think to myself, how can Donald Trump possibly be reelected? Not only do you have the mainstream media obviously now 100% viciously arrayed against him, which, by the way, we all sort of acknowledge that and nod, and everyone knows it. But that's a really formidable speed bump.
Exactly.
Americans are sitting down, watching TV every night, tuning into the networks, et cetera. All they see is the other side of every argument. And, I mean, that's pretty formidable opposition.
It does. Well, this is the tough thing that we have, that, you know, conservatives, the challenge that we have. But the thing is that we can do is take the president's example. And I said this to a Tea Party group here about a month ago. Well, we were still getting together, so it was more than a month ago. And that is that, look at the president. He stands in the truth. He's immovable. And if you know the truth and that's really what you believe in, then just keep standing on it. People can do and say whatever they want to do, and it just kind of just bounces off him. Yes, I'm sure it bothers him. I mean, he's a human being like the rest of us. But nonetheless, still, because he has stood in the truth, he has led the way, even in this coronavirus. You know, you can look back and say, oh, maybe he should have, could have, would on these other things, and pick at it if you want. But by and large, I mean, I think he's done an outstanding job given the players, given the Faucis of the world, and some of these outside influences and the information that they've given him. I think he's been consistent in trying to protect America. The other thing that you were saying in relevant to a re-election, I think the Senate needs to be maintained by the Republicans, and also Nancy Pelosi cannot have the gavel in her hand. If the Democrats in the House, I mean, Nadler and Schiff are already licking their chops right now for impeachment 2.0 over the coronavirus. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, anyway. But that's fine. Let them do it, because Americans didn't like the first round, and they're not going to like the second round. I mean, again, they cannot help themselves, and if they go full bore ahead trying to have congressional hearings against the president, again, an awful lot of people are going to say, wait a minute, he didn't do this. This is not his problem.
Right.
But I was going to say earlier, when I think of all the obstacles to reelection, another one is, think about what this virus has done. Obviously, it slammed the economy, which was the best excuse or argument for re-election. That's tragic for a country, and it's also tragic for Donald Trump. Also, he can't do his big rallies, which, you know, if you've got the mainstream media not telling your story, somewhere it has to be told.
Exactly.
And he is brilliant at telling it. Out there to those 20,000, 40,000 packed arenas, he does a great job. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, who Democrats want to keep hidden, he is hidden because of this virus. So it is really the worst of all worlds, and yet, you know, we won a seat in Florida, in California.
I was just going to say, that's an indicator with Mike Garcia winning there. But, of course, all the votes still aren't in. We won't know till later on today, because I'm sure, as they did in other areas, I mean, they said that, you know, he beat her by 12 points. But I go, that's nothing. I mean, you know, it won. I think there was one district in the previous election cycle in 18. We were up by 35,000 votes. And in 2 weeks, that was gone. I guess they found them all in the ice cream depository in Nancy Pelosi's Bay Area refrigerator.
It's really scary.
No, it really is.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff happening. Democrats will do whatever it takes to win, and Republicans are aggressive too, but I've never seen anything like the full-on onslaught of partisan wrangling that's gone on this last couple of years, and it's only going to get worse.
And the other thing, too,
imagine if Trump wins re-election, Democrats are literally going to go nuts.
There's going to be gray matter all over all over the place. The heads are going to be exploding. The other thing, too, Liz, I'll leave you with this, is we haven't even put into the mix what, you know, these social media giants, what Google and Facebook are doing, you know, to tip the scales. So you talk about speed bumps. There's speed bumps all around.
That, to me, is the scariest, because at the end of the day, if the media is against you, at least you go social media. And if that begins to become a problem, I don't know what we do.
We got to leave it there. We got to stay active, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Liz Peek,
sure.
Right here. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft. If you've been impacted by COVID-19, you can help the search for solutions. Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft have launched a virtual clinical study called Immune Race. If you've been affected by COVID-19, your immune system may hold important clues about how to contain and manage the virus. This study will inform the development of new diagnostics for COVID-19 that will address unmet needs in testing. Adaptive is currently enrolling participants from major metropolitan areas across the U.S. and is seeking 1,000 participants between the ages of 18 to 89 who currently have COVID-19, have recently recovered from COVID-19, or were exposed to someone diagnosed with COVID-19. If you decide to participate and qualify for the study, a trained technician from LabCorp, through its Covance drug development business, will provide a safe in-person COVID-19 sample collection service from the convenience of your own home. Visit ImmuneRace.com to learn more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A brand new poll finds more and more Americans are leaving their homes in recent days, and fewer are practicing social distancing when they do. This latest Gallup poll just issued shows 58% of people surveyed say they are completely or mostly isolating themselves, but that's down from 75% who said they were self-isolating in early April, and down from 68% in late April. Top government health official Dr. Rick Bright testifying yesterday that Americans aren't doing enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus, but the White House press chief, Kayleigh McEnany, says that leaves the White House confused.
It sounds like he hasn't been paying attention when he suggests that Americans should social distance and wash their hands. These are all things we've said millions of times probably at this point when you count everyone at the White House who has been saying it.
USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The senior editor of Stream.org joins us now, the one and only Dr. John Zemerik. John, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thanks. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. All things considered, starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm here in Florida, so we've been getting off this, draconian, treadmill. But there are some people like our friends in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and certain other parts of Chicago, Illinois. I mean, it's just, and of course, Governor Whitmer. I mean, some of these governors is just... I think they're sealing their fate, John. I don't know how they last.
I certainly hope so. I mean, I've got a piece I wrote with Jason Jones at stream.org that I hope people will look at.
Yep.
The title, I think, is pretty telling. How many African and Asian kids will left to starve just to beat Donald Trump?
Boy, that gets your attention. You know, and I saw that, and I want to. Okay, let's go ahead. I'll defer my agenda. Let's get into this, Bina, since you brought it up.
Well, I mean, it's connected. Okay. It's connected.
Yes.
These blue state governors who are doing the lockdowns, mm-hmm. I think the whole point of it is to seize this crisis and not let it go to waste. Crash the economy, bad batter Americans until, you know, for months they've been dependent on the on government handouts to survive, continually defame and slander the president and everyone who works for him and blame them for a virus that started in communist China, until we have a national Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
And the blue-collar workers are depressed, they're on opioids, they're on the brink of suicide because they're starving. That punishes them for voting for Donald Trump last time. Maybe they'll learn a valuable lesson and vote for the Democrats this time. It's like Patty Hearst siding with the kidnapper. That's
yes.
Her kidnappers, that's the Stockholm syndrome. I think that is the left strategy. Notice that we went from one crisis to another in the course of the conspiracy to stop Donald Trump from taking office or from exercising the office.
Mm-hmm.
One thing they got, first they hacked, the Russians hacked their voting machines. Then there was Russian collusion. When that was discredited, it was a fake impeachment over the thing with Biden, trying to find out about Biden and his Ukrainian corruption. And when that failed within 2 weeks, this virus, which is a real thing, but this virus presented an opportunity for them to try to destroy the economy Trump had built.
Yeah.
Now, the virus is real. We need to do something about the virus. What did we need to do about the virus? First and foremost, protect the most vulnerable. The old people, sick people, people at nursing homes, okay? So, if the left wants me to believe they were sincerely worried just about the virus and reducing the number of Americans who died, why were the Democrat governors of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and California, and I think some other states, but at least those, dumping virus patients where? At
nursing homes. Yeah, exactly.
Where almost 40% of our nation's deaths have taken place. And until, like, last week, Cuomo was defending that policy, even as he got on TV with his idiot brother, and they blathered about which multimillion-dollar home should we keep our wonderful Nana Matilda? Where do we keep her? We got to protect the Matildas of this world, while Cuomo killed thousands of Matildas in New York nursing homes by putting the virus directly among the people it was most likely to kill, but keeping the beach closed to protect the starfish, keeping the churches closed. What? Why should we believe these people are sincere at all? Let's remember, Joe Biden's main advisor on the coronavirus is named Ezekiel Emanuel, the brother of Rahm Emanuel from Chicago. Ezekiel Emanuel believes people have the duty to die after age 75. He has said you shouldn't give old people life-saving medicines after age 75. That's the Democrats' main advisor on the virus. Are we really surprised they're wiping out old people in nursing homes and using the same virus as a pretext to trash the economy, close our churches, but keep the abortion clinics open? Why should I have any faith that these people are the least bit sincere about anything?
Exactly. Well, John, these are the same people that have supported Planned Parenthood. They've been eugenicists. They're all in. They really believe, John, their very hearts believe that the world's population is unsustainable. And that if we thin the herd, we're doing a service, right, to the rest of the population.
Yeah. Plus, they're getting rid of old people with more conservative values. A lot of older people are more conservative and have some wealth still accumulated. This is a way of transferring it to their younger, probably more liberal children.
Mm-hmm.
You might succeed in destroying the funding of what conservative institutions still remain in some places. But what the really horrendous thing is, we now have mainstream sources, and by that I mean the UN Food Program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The officials at the UN Food Program, America's permanent representative to the UN Agency for Food and Agriculture, The Nation magazine, The New Yorker magazine, and I'm trying to see what else, The Atlantic Monthly, have all been warning in the last few weeks COVID-19 will lead to catastrophic hunger around the world because there are, right at the end of 2019, 821 million people suffered from chronic hunger, okay? That number's way up because of locusts and all these things. They depend on food being produced in America and sold or given to them.
Yes.
by locking down the food supply and trashing our economy, they are going to guarantee mass famine in third world countries, in Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East, and famine leads to civil war.
Yeah.
They're going to cause global chaos, and I wonder how much more they're willing to do in order to beat Donald Trump and take back the Senate. What else were they, are they willing to do?
It's endless, John. They've been nonstop even before Trump was elected, as we're seeing, you know, with this evidence that people have known. You and I have been talking about this for years, and, you know, big surprise, like all of a sudden they're catching up with it just because, you know, we realized that Brennan was lying all along. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know how these guys can go back on television or have any kind of, you know, conscience whatsoever.
They should be, a lot of them should be in prison.
Yes.
If you have to send them to Gitmo for the moment to keep us safe, do that. But, I mean, we have to reelect Donald Trump if only to clean out our secret police. There's no other way to describe the way the FBI operated during the last election season. I mean, Barack Obama targeted every Republican candidate for surveillance. He increased the secret surveillance of Americans via unmasking.
Exactly.
By 300% over the previous year.
John, just a minute, because I want to take a pause for just a minute, because people need to understand how many people had the authority prior to Barack Obama in the waning months of his regime when he opened up the gates, and he went from maybe a half a dozen people had the authority to unmask, and then suddenly overnight it was like hundreds. I mean,
right.
And you do this,
friend.
You flood the system so that you can hide the discrepancy or hide the corruption. And up to now, they've been able to do that. But when we saw this happening, John, you and I spoke out about this.
And we sounded like nuts.
Yes.
The thing is, if the left is sufficiently bold and daring and appalling, and what they do is sufficiently outrageous, if we even talk about it, we sound like nutcases.
Yes.
What does that encourage them to do but be so bold and do things that are so grotesque and horrible that if we even describe them, we sound like we should have tinfoil hats on our head.
Exactly. Well, and they get away with lying because now we find out, based on the evidence, that when they are, you know, they've got to raise their right hand and tell the whole truth and nothing but, and they're before a Senate hearing or congressional hearing, they have one story where they have to be, you know, forthright and careful not to set themselves for any jeopardy. But then when they go on CNN or MSNBC, they're lying through their teeth. And here it is, millions of dollars, as you stated, millions of dollars to prove, you know, Russian collusion, impeachment. And now Nancy Pelosi's got impeachment 2.0, and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff are to the ready to pursue impeachment 2.0 because of their alleged, you know, perspective that Donald Trump has mishandled this coronavirus pandemic. We've got to take a quick break. We've got more from Dr. John after this. Stay with us.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Around the globe, people are facing incredible hardship due to the coronavirus pandemic. But some in Pakistan have encountered even greater difficulties because of their faith in Jesus. The Tide Gospel Radio Ministry recently began broadcasting in two languages in Pakistan, which has been an exciting development. But unfortunately, we hear that Pakistan Christians have been denied aid during the COVID-19 crisis. International Christian Concern reports that 100 families were turned away from a village food distribution point last month because they were Christian. Independent Catholic News reported that Christians in Karachi say minority faith groups were denied food vouchers. Please pray for these marginalized Christians.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is bringing hope and encouragement to listeners in two new languages in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me?
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John's America continues with a senior editor at stream.org. John, in unmasking, the unmaskers. I mean, this is quite revelatory. My question is, does our government, beyond Donald Trump and even Bill Barr, Lindsey Graham's response here recently that he did not want to go all the way up to the Oval Office, but how do you avoid that? I mean, in my conversation with Sidney Powell a couple of weeks ago, I said, Sidney, how far up does this go? And she goes, Bill, the Oval Office. I said, really? You're saying Barack Obama had his fingers, without a doubt. And so,
I think that's true.
Yes.
But I think it's politically unwise to connect all the dots before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama has this weird, iconic Teflon quality. Whatever he does bounces right off of him. I think the baby boomers regard him as a kind of messiah figure who purges their white guilt and helps them feel like they finally live in a normal country like Belgium. I mean, the whole phenomenon of Obama as political messiah is a baffling thing out of like an apocalyptic novel. But in any case, I think we should focus on putting his flunkies in prison. And then after the election, if we win the election, then we have to look at his culpability. But it's not something that it's smart to focus on politically until the election.
Yeah, you're probably right. I agree, because, the Democrats have been using, distraction. Joe Biden said the other day that what Trump was doing was all about distraction on the Flynn case. It's interesting how one finger can point forward and three come back at you.
Yeah, so let's focus. I mean, Trump needs to run against one of the worst Democrat candidates ever fielded, Joe Biden, instead of one of the best, Barack Obama, who's not even on the ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is the bottom line. Well, you know, we had two special elections this week. What did you make of what's happening or what looks to be happening in California? California is always dynamic because somehow they find extra votes at the last minute, whether they go dig them out of a graveyard or find extra votes out of the bottom of Nancy Pelosi's expensive refrigerator underneath the chocolate containers or whatever.
You know, it's poignant when people write, when people vote Republican in California, it's poignant. It's like seeing a piece of Samizdat literature, like the manuscript for the Gulag Archipelago, gets smuggled out of a prison camp.
Yes.
It's so poignant to see that there are still a lot of people who would kind of like their freedom and like to be Americans, but their state has been flooded with immigrants and taken over and corrupted with vote fraud and mismanaged. And I mean, it's staggering. It goes all the way back. The Reverend Jim Jones, who started the Guyana cult that ended in mass suicide,
right,
was a mainstream Democrat politician, close ally with Willie Brown, Kamala Harris's mentor, close ally with Nancy Pelosi. He was a significant part of the Democrat political machine before he ran off to Guyana and forced Kool-Aid on all those poor deluded souls.
Exactly.
There's a great book, Cult City, about the connections between Jim Jones and the mainstream Democrat Party. But of course, that all went sent down the memory hole, and it all got blamed on evangelical Christians, even though Jim Jones was an atheist who left his entire worldly wealth to the government of the Soviet Union. It's just an endless task to expose the madness of the left, and often you sound like a nut just for talking about it because it's so shocking and so appalling, and it's human nature not to want to believe such things and rather to kill the messenger.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is that we're not believing the obvious, John. As a result, progressives continue to progress, and the Democrats live another day. My only hope is that, in terms of the Democratic Party, is that they're going to crash and burn so severely in this 2020 election coming up that they'll be knocked out, and they're going to have to rebuild and find some mainstream sanity if they can possibly survive here, because 70. Their left wing has pulled them to such a direction that they're trying to sell what 70% of America doesn't want.
They are, they're just double or nothing, double or nothing, double or nothing. We're going to open the borders. We're going to let all of Latin America come in here and go on Medicaid. We're going to take away the kids from homeschoolers. We're going to take all your guns. We're going to transform America into Denmark and then into Venezuela. And they're just, their activists are getting more and more radical, and they're believing their own press releases. They're like drug dealers smoking their own stash.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope they crash and burn like Scarface. Remember
exactly.
At the end of Scarface?
Exactly.
That's how the last Democrat is going to be pulled out of the governor's mansion in California.
Well, and if people cannot grasp a reality of how demented they are, try reading those 1,800 pages of this latest grab for cash of the people's money that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats want.
Absolute madness.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst, most appalling thing has been the ongoing effort to steal people's votes of 2016, to nullify a Democratic election. In 1860, the Democrats refused to accept the election of Abraham Lincoln. At least they had the honesty to secede from the Union. This time, they hunkered down and just sabotaged the government and tried to destroy everyone around Donald Trump and ruin their careers and ruin their lives and put them in prison. No, they're a lot cleverer. The Democrats have learned lessons in the last 140 years,
right,
but fundamentally, when they lose a big election, they're not willing to hand over power because they don't really believe in democracy. They are elitist technocrats who see the rest of us as like shelter pets. Mm-hmm. If they can't find us a good home, they're going to euthanize us.
Well, sadly, that is the exact truth. Alan Dershowitz, a law professor out of Harvard, had to push back on this new ruling by the judge in the Mike Flynn case, speaking of which.
Oh, so outrageous. Outrageous.
I mean, if this doesn't lead to this judge's impeachment, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like a Soviet court. Find me the man, and I will find you the crime. in Kidman's bus.
I mean, the Justice Department has said, hey, look, it, there's no there. We're dropping the case. And the judge says, hey, I'll drop the case when I say I'm going to drop the case. Sidney Powell was really shocked because this is the judge that she, you know, made into a bit of a hero in her book, License to Lie, saying that he was the most reasonable, Judge Emmett Sullivan. And so she's shocked. She just can't believe it. And now she's head-to-head after saying all these glowing things about Judge Sullivan over the years, and now she's meeting him face-to-face with, you know, this partisan move and activist move. I mean, this is incredible.
We need Sidney Powell in charge of the FBI. And when and the first Supreme Court opening that comes up, she belongs on the Supreme Court. We need somebody on there who wasn't just a Harvard professor that never even practiced law like Elena Kagan. Mm-hmm. We need someone who has been a tribune for the people, defending them against deep state persecution, violations of the Constitution, the First Amendment. The conservatives have not spent a lot of time focusing on that. We focus on the social issues because those are important, but this is important too, protecting the civil citizens and the constitutional rights, and that's why I want to see Sidney Powell on the Supreme Court.
John, in light of all this, as you said, so much corruption that it really puts us in a position like we're all wearers of, you know, tinfoil hats with the MAGA logo on front of it. But it's you know, and I like your strategy, and I want to give you a chance to, you know, maybe unpack this a little bit more. In light of all this corruption and everything, and I believe I'm an old Pareto principle guy who believes that there's 20% that we need to focus on that'll give us 80% of the yield. So what, you know, one, two, maybe three maximum issues do we need to focus on to really, you know, help people get over the hump here and get on the other side, because they know that a lot of stuff has happened to them, but they're having a hard time because, you know, and I think this is what the Democrats have been counting on, is that they're just unleashing the hounds and overwhelming us with, you know, with all this BS.
All right, let's focus on this. You can prove which Democrats were utterly insincere about saving lives from the virus by looking at what they did to the nursing homes. So ask any Democrat, are you willing to denounce Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo and those other Democrat governors exclusively who dumped virus patients on nursing homes, killing the most vulnerable Americans? Are you willing to say that was wrong? And if they're not, stop talking to the person. He's not sincere. He's lying. You have nothing to talk to about that person. They're anti-human. They want to kill the elderly. Screw that person, okay?
Right.
But if the person's willing to say, no, I think it was wrong to intentionally infect our weakest, most vulnerable Americans with the virus, okay, good. Now we can talk about that. Why are we protecting starfish at the beach? Why are we closing churches? Why are we preventing families from going jogging while the virus is targeting the elderly? Can you demonstrate that? Do you realize that there's nothing is going to stop this virus from going through most of the population? So the goal is simply to keep enough health care for the most vulnerable so we're not overwhelmed at the hospitals.
Exactly.
And not one state has been overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
We flattened the curve, but then the goalposts moved that became flatten the economy and flatten Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then talk about how the Democrats attempted a deep state coup, which is still ongoing, to deny the presidency to Donald Trump, and they effectively prevented him from exercising the presidency for the whole time he's been in office. He at least deserves 4 years without a coup going on. I'm not looking for Donald Trump's second term. I want him to have the first term.
Amen.
That the FBI and the secret police denied him.
And denied we the people. Denied.
That's right.
Denied 63 million votes, John. This is what
That's
they did.
Right.
How disgusting.
That is the level of fraud we're dealing with.
Well, John Zemerick, as always, we appreciate the time. Where can people go to be in the flow of the know?
Stream.org to read my daily column about this stuff.
And you want to read how many African and Asian kids will left to starve just to beat Donald Trump. That is a great article that you and Jason have written. It brings to light, you know, all these things that we've been talking about, John. And I thank you for doing that. And all my best to Jason as well. Stay well.
Okay,
stay well, my friend. Take care.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free. free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacked?